I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
You can say one thing about the Biden administration. They are desperate to defend the borders of Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned Congress on Tuesday, it was more of a threat, that if they don't pass more than $60 billion in funding for Ukraine, it's very likely U.S. troops will have to be sent to Europe to fight Russia instead. Yeah, they're super interested in the security of Europe. The security of here? Not at all. On the Battleground America podcast, I like to document things we've never seen before in our lifetimes or ever. One of them happened yesterday with the FBI director, Christopher Wray, telling Congress, this is the gravest threat environment for terror attacks against the homeland he has ever seen in his entire career. Worse than before 9/11, Lindsey Graham asked. Yup.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is warning that the likelihood of a terror attack on U.S. soil is at an all-time high following the attack on Israel.
I've never seen a time where all the threats, or so many of the threats, are all elevated all at exactly the same time.
So, blinking red lights analogy about 9/11, all the lights were blinking red before 9/11, apparently, obviously, all of us missed it. Would you say that there's multiple blinking red lights out there?
I see blinking lights everywhere.
And where might we find these blinking red lights? The one border the Biden administration is not interested in protecting. And they come in the form of young military-age Muslim men, no women. 700 to 1,000 a night, night after night, systematically brought in by a group called the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, helping to pay for their travel, get them here, get them into the desert, get them safely to the border, night after night. And then the Department of Homeland Security, founded after 9/11 to keep terrorists out of the homeland. Yeah, those people, they'll transport them the rest of the way in. Now, I have been playing Anthony Aguero's work on this podcast for, gosh, a week now. This is so important. Let me recap what's going on night after night at our border. As the Department of Homeland Security literally facilitates the coming terror attack, Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, is warning about.
The last couple of months, I myself have documented countries from Afghanistan, Chad, Egypt, Guinea, Indonesia, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Pakistan, Senegal, Somalia, Turkey, Yemen, Syria, Bangladesh, Cameroon, Iraq, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. This organization is part of is called the Islamic Cooperation, and these men continue to arrive every single night down here on the southern border. Last night, I was out there with a group of about 700 Africans and men from the Middle East, all from predominantly Muslim countries.
And reporter Anthony Aguero, whose work you can find, it's all over the place on Twitter, it's on Rumble, he's not the only one seeing this now. So is Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb, night after night, the desert flooded with Muslim men. The sheriff says there's no way to catch Christopher Wray's blinking red lights that are warning him of terror because nobody's vetting them.
It's almost impossible to spot it because you have 17,500 coming in a week. In a 24-hour period, you had 10,000 people come in. I mean, the numbers are insurmountable, and there's not enough Border Patrol staff to deal with it. We actually, on Thanksgiving Day, I got a call from Border Patrol saying they had 1,000 people in Ajo. They had another 800 people out in the desert and on the reservation, and they had one Border Patrol agent for every 200 people. There's no way for them to process it. There's no way for them to catch all the blinking lights that are come in. And then what they do is put the rest of our communities at risk across this country. We're worried because this is a reality.
So the Department of Homeland Security, which runs the Border Patrol, is not only not vetting these guys, they're trafficking them the rest of the way into the country so the poor babies don't have to walk.
Here's what's going to infuriate the American people. These folks you're seeing, a lot of these folks from Africa, China, all these people coming across, they're going to go get processed. And once they get processed, our government is going to give them a cell phone. They're going to give them a plane ticket to wherever they want to go in this country. And they're going to give them a Visa card with $5,000 on it. While American families are struggling to pay bills, to keep their lights on, to keep the rent paid, and put presents under their Christmas tree, our government is going to give people that came into this country illegally a phone, a plane ticket, and a $5,000 gift card. It is unacceptable.
The source of that, by the way, that interview with Sheriff Mark Lamb is Fox News, Carly Shimkus. How absurd is this getting? Fox News actually recorded a Muslim man from Morocco thanking Joe Biden for letting him into the country. Now, if you go to the State Department's website, there's a travel warning there that warns you as an American not to go to Morocco because of the high likelihood of terrorism.
I love you, Joe Biden. Thank you for everything, Joe Biden. I'm a good person. I want to be a good person here in the United States.
I came here because I want quality life. You know, America is a land of opportunity.
Uh-huh. And there's just no telling how far a terrorist could get with a $5,000 terror attack starting kit provided by the Department of Homeland Security, complete with brand new cell phone. When was the last time you got a brand new cell phone? Brand new cell phone to plan it all on. Can't wait for this to all go kabloom. In case you're wondering where all this is going, I mean, physically, they're going on planes and buses at your expense and taking wherever they want to go in the interior. But I mean, going long term. Dick Durbin broke it down for us this week. These young Muslim men who you find at the border night after night, hundreds of them. Yeah, here's where the Democrats fully intend for them to end up.
My colleague from the state of Illinois has legislation which addresses one aspect of that. Her bill, and I hope I describe it accurately, says that if you're an undocumented person in this country and you can pass the physical and the required test, background test, the like, you can serve in our military, and if you do it honorably, we will make you citizens of the United States. Do we need that? Do you know what the recruiting numbers are at the Army and the Navy and the Air Force?
Yeah, remember Rush Limbaugh used to call him Dick Turbin? There's a reason for that. Yeah, and there's a reason they gutted the military to make room for the new illegal immigrant recruits. And Dick Turbin is leading the way. Let's pause the podcast there for a minute, and I promise it'll be just a minute. It's December 6th, and I've already got ingredients for the stuff I'm cooking over Christmas ready to go in the pantry. I can't wait. I'm not going to behave at all. And I can get away with it now, occasionally splurging, because I've got a metabolism. My visceral fat is gone. That's that fat that pumps out hormones, artificially makes you hungry, slows your metabolism. Getting rid of that is key to being healthy and having a plan to stabilize your weight enough so that you can occasionally enjoy yourself after you lose, like me, 29 pounds and then keep it off for almost 10 months. So do this. Enjoy Christmas. Eat whatever you want, knowing you've already made your appointment with My PhD Weight Loss. You can do it in person or from any state in the nation online. Target that visceral fat. Have a plan. Get that metabolism back that you used to love having. Go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Again, I started this podcast today reminding you of the incredible, mind-blowing fact that our FBI director says this is the worst most dangerous terror threat environment he's ever seen in his career.
I've never seen a time where all the threats, or so many of the threats, are all elevated all at exactly the same time. The threat level has gone to a whole nother level since October 7th.
Yeah, and what has he been doing about it? We only know this through leaks. Remember this one? Headline, FBI quietly created a new category of extremism ahead of 2024 election. We learned that the counterterrorism operation inside the FBI is now focused primarily on Trump supporters, not because they're planning terror attacks. I guess just because the FBI doesn't like them.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All while a virtual army of Muslim men marches right across the border every night. Oh, and the other target? Traditional Catholics. It blows my mind, folks, that Christopher Wray, whose FBI has convicted people, including Roger Stone, for lying to Congress, lies his rear end off under oath every time he comes to Congress. Again, that's not just immoral. It's a felony. It carries up to 5 years in prison. It's called perjury. Yet it's exactly what Wray did the last two times he testified about going after traditional Catholics, telling Congress that it was really no big deal. It was just one memo in one office. Well, thanks to whistleblowers, we now know it was four offices. It wasn't just a memo. No, no, no. They had actually infiltrated the church and had gotten so far as interviewing priests, choir directors. Are you freaking kidding me? Folks, this was a full-on infiltration of the Catholic Church while our border is infiltrated by the actual enemy. So yesterday, when asked about this, Christopher Wray put on his best game face, because this is a game, and told us how absolutely horrified he was to find out about his FBI persecuting Catholics, because that's what he did. I mean, he couldn't have been too horrified on account of he lied to cover it up and didn't fire anyone for it. Yeah, you heard that right. Listen to this. Here's Senator Josh Hawley grilling Christopher Wray, who is unfortunately, as I said, the director of the FBI.
But I can tell you that we don't investigate people for their exercise of their constitutionally protected religious expression. That particular intelligence product is something that as soon as I saw it, I was aghast. I had it withdrawn.
Really, you were aghast?
I was.
Oh, really?
Yes,
and what
sir.
Have you done about it? Did you fire the people who wrote it?
No, I had it withdrawn.
Have you fired anybody involved in it?
Senator, if you will give me a chance to answer
your question. That's a yes or a no. It's not hard. Have you fired anyone involved in the writing of that outrageous memo, about which, frankly, you've repeatedly misled the public? Yes or no?
The individuals involved in that product.
Have you fired anyone?
Just a minute. Were not found to have engaged in any intentional or bad faith conduct. And in fact, Senator, a number of the individuals involved in writing that product in the Richmond office were themselves Catholics. So the notion that
so
they were targeting their own faith is nonsense.
Oh, so they have a get-out-of-jail-free card. I see. So you're immune and they're immune. So we shouldn't ask questions about it. You haven't done a darn thing. You haven't fired anybody. In fact, what the House found is, what is it? You admonished them. They were admonished. And their respective supervisors were told to engage with the Human Resources Division to ensure that deficiencies are addressed. Oh, I feel much better. They've been sent to bed without food. Good heavens, Director. This is one of the most outrageous targetings. You have mobilized your division, the most powerful law enforcement division in the world, against traditionalist Catholics, whatever the heck that means. And you're just told us you have not fired a single person.
Meanwhile, the strange case of Nikki Haley continues to get stranger. I have never seen anything like this. For years, I've documented the operation of what I call the Uniparty, which is basically a big cabal of globalist fascists that want to censor you, subjugate you, make you poor, all of that, right? This cabal is gathered around something called the World Economic Forum. You know, the people who openly say their goal for the world is that you will own nothing, but you will be happy, and they will own everything, and they will control you. Those people. Normally, they operate in the background. They hide. You've got to make 15 connections to trace candidates to them. But they're operating completely out in the open right now with Nikki Haley as Democrat donor after Democrat donor after Democrat donor pumps millions of dollars into her campaign. There's a new one every day. But here's where it gets weird. They all have something in common, including the most recent one. Headline, New York Times yesterday. Top Democrat donor Reid Hoffman gives $250,000 to a Nikki Haley super PAC. What does Reid Hoffman, a billionaire behind LinkedIn, have in common with all the other Democrats pumping millions of dollars into Nikki Haley, including Hillary Clinton's fundraiser, Jamie Dimon, Reid Hoffman, Larry Fink, and a list of about five others? All of them are in leadership roles with the World Economic Forum, or at a minimum, they've been keynote speakers at the World Economic Forum. Larry Fink, who went first, he's the CEO of BlackRock and the creator of ESG scores. That's a Chinese-style credit system for businesses, is the chairman of the board of the World Economic Forum and the first to announce he was backing her. Haley herself is a member of the World Economic Forum. She was named one of the World Economic Forum's young global leaders about 10 years ago. An honor almost exclusively given to hardcore liberals. You know how people joke about replacing Joe Biden with somebody else on the ballot? Folks, it almost looks like they're replacing him with Nikki Haley. I mean, heck, at this point, it would be cheaper for their donors to just replace him with Nikki Haley. But I think she's more of an insurance policy. No matter who wins, they win. At least after they put Trump in prison. That's got to be the plan. There can't be any other reason you'd pump this much money into a candidate currently polling third in the Republican primary. Keep your eye on it, folks. Something's up with that.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.